It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC in Queen, and looking for somebody to love.
Yeah, you have to turn that little button on before you talk over there.
Somebody didn't.
Don't look at us.
Somebody didn't put it back.
Somebody didn't put it back.
I know producer Brandon was voice tracking yesterday. I didn't voice track up.
I wasn't the last one in this room.
I was the last one in this room.
Well, then I'm looking at you, lady.
And you should check your board every time you sit down.
I had this conversation with the students yesterday.
I hate to agree with the news director because it just rubs me wrong.
It's your responsibility.
But in this case,
to
I'm
check
on
your board.
Her side.
Yeah, whatever. I had this conversation with the students yesterday. I said, when you're done voice tracking, put the board back where it was.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's not going to happen in the real world.
Well, this isn't the real world.
When you're the new guy, they set it wrong on purpose to make sure you know what you're doing.
There's a word for that.
Or if you're working at a radio station where there's a bunch of clowns, they just go in and scrabble the board.
All
just
radio
to
stations
see.
Have clowns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you should check your board.
Exactly.
How do you know?
And yes, I was the clown that left it like that.
That's fine.
No. You know it's only one little button.
Turnabout's fair play.
Wait till you see what that board looks like tomorrow morning. I'll fix that.
Yeah, exactly. It'll look like something on the Vegas Strip, you know, with all blinky lights and everything.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, a little... You'll touch the board.
And it'll shock me.
Yeah, something like that. We'll get the engineer to rig up something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. We have Bob Borch in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Just fine. A little chilly out there this morning.
It is a little chilly. We need to have him doing voiceovers. He's got a great voice for this.
He does sound good. Yeah. Yes, he does.
You
want to
take my place?
No, thank you.
Oh. Are you sure?
Bob, you're representing two groups this morning because you've got a lot of events. Who do you want to be first, Bob from the Panama City Music Association or Bob from the Gulf Jazz Society?
Well, the next thing coming up is our Wizard of Oz performance at the Marina Civic Center.
That's this Sunday, isn't it?
It is this Sunday, yeah.
I'm going to give you a preview. This plays into our vinyl play of the day.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, this is a great show. You know, it's based on that iconic 1939 MGM movie of the same name and same cast of characters, the same music, and the same wonderful adventure story. So we're really excited to be able to mount this show here.
All right. And does this is a show that travels around the country?
It's a touring group, yes. And
where are they from?
Well, I think originally from New York, producer.
Great.
Put the show together in New York. I don't know how many cities, maybe 50 cities or so.
Sounds, it's a full production show. This is at the Marina Civic Center on Sunday.
Just one show, yeah.
And a great thing to bring the kids to.
It's amazing. You know, they bring in about 5 trucks to set up the show. And it's a big deal. You know, it's a pretty high tech cost for us, actually. We have to pay all the labor and all of the hospitality for a large cast, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Did they have any unreasonable requests? You know, like fresh squeezed blueberry juice or green M&Ms?
Always. You should look at that hospitality order. Right. Well, we have a wonderful caterer at the table to answer all those requests.
Good. Good to hear.
Well, like I said, this plays nicely into my vinyl play of the day, but I won't tell you about it yet.
You're still not going to tell us?
Not yet.
Okay.
But hold that thought, okay? Because I love The Wizard of Oz.
And where do we find out more about the show or get tickets? At your website?
Well, the website, the Marina Civic Center website, or just call the Marina Civic Center.
Their box office, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else is going on, Bob?
Well, as Tori said, we have an active jazz schedule over at the place. We've been putting on 2 events a month. We had a great one last night. With Victor Payano, who's a great reed player. He plays not only the alto, but the tenor and the flute. And then we had a great trumpet player from over in Destin, George Petropoulos. Originally from New York, they called him George Bebopoulos.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Good one. Good nickname.
He's not only a trumpet player, but a keyboardist. And he was supported by Steve Gilmore, just a fantastic bass player. And a local drummer, Charles Pagano. And the folks just loved it. They so many complimentary comments on the way out. It just thrills us to make people so happy.
Very cool. Well, we have more to talk about. We'll take a quick break, and we've got some more music on the way and a little vinyl play of the day as well. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC, Lil Van Halen there, and Jump. And I was thinking about this. It was part of a commercial jingle not a long time ago, several years ago, I think for Shout, or Bounce, the dryer sheets.
Really?
They changed the lyrics to Bounce. Yeah. And what made me think of that is we were talking about the Tide Pod Challenge earlier.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, and thinking
and you
how,
had to bring it up on the air now?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to mention that my generation and your generation, Tom's generation,
would never have done anything.
We were not like chewing
that.
On...
They're
you
not
know,
my generation.
My generation was more into peyote buttons than Tide Pods. It's not a really good idea either, but at least it's not quite as bad as just...
Well, we weren't like... You know, we didn't eat the Tide powder shots of it or chew on dryer sheets.
We don't understand what the reward is from eating the Tide Pod.
You get a free trip to the hospital? It's going to cost you a lot of money.
A free ride with sirens.
Internet infamy, I guess.
I don't understand why does Tide, and by the way, there's some things you put in your dishwasher, why do they have to make them look like that? I mean... the clothes don't care. You could wrap these things in a plain little cellophane thing.
So are you giving the kids the out because they just look nice?
Clearly.
Well, I can give the very young children an out that don't know any better.
I can give
Brandon's
that.
Generation, this is a sign of having fallen off the top bunk too many times.
Well, yeah. Clearly your children are not getting enough attention if they're eating Tide Pods, and you should take them to see the Wizard of Oz on Sunday.
I like that. Look at that segue.
The Panama City Music Association's Bob Borich is here to tell us about some events he has coming up, and that was one of them.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit about the Panama City Music Association? How long have you been involved?
Well, I've been involved in the organization for over 15 years, but the PCMA, this is the 76th season.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. And, it's amazing that they've been able to sustain that musical organization that long, but had a lot of dedicated people along the way, all volunteers, by the way.
Of course.
Wow.
And so we're looking forward to, we're already booking for 2018-19.
And what all does the Panama City Music Association do?
Well, besides putting on five concert series, we do outreach programs as well. For example, just last month we had a group called the Young Americans perform over at Moseley High School. And this is one of our extra small events that we call them. We usually do two or three of those a year. And that was very, very successful. This was a 40-member cast. They tour all over the country.
Wow.
And the amazing thing about it is that all these kids are housed by members of the Music Association. The members volunteer to host these kids. They put them up overnight. They feed them breakfast for three consecutive days. And while they're here, these young Americans give workshops over at the local schools. That was a wonderful event, and this is the sort of thing we do every year. We had an opera company come through just a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Did a performance of Madama Butterfly. And after that, we had a post-opera event over at the Yacht Club, St. Andrews Yacht Club. And members of the cast performed, all the folks that had dinner over there.
Sure.
And there was a reception. And it was wonderful. I just enjoyed that. So, and we do all kinds of things like that.
And how does one get involved if they want to be a part of the Panama City Music Association?
Well, the first thing to do is subscribe to our series. And
okay.
It's very reasonable. I mean, for $125, you can get five shows. And that is a bargain.
Sure.
And of course, the cost escalates depending upon where you want to sit in the theater. But that's the first step. And so once you become a subscriber, you attend all five shows. But if you just want to buy a single ticket for a single event, you can do that as well.
That's very good. They have a web address, right?
Oh, yeah, www.panamacitymusicassociation.org.
Very good. And I'm going to use that as a great segue. Yeah.
You go for it.
Oh, by the way, it's PC Music Association.
PC Music Association. Okay.
Well, we were talking about how they, the Panama City Music Association, is putting on The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
So our vinyl play today actually comes from that. It's called If I Only Had a Brain.
Why do you? Well, really?
I know. I opened the door for that one.
This is.
It is not dedicated to you, Bob.
That was. You opened the door so wide, I stumbled. I just couldn't believe you said that. So
it's a song by Harold Arlen, and you're probably familiar with the song. It's sung in the 1939 version of the film of The Wizard of Oz by the characters who meet mm-hmm. Dorothy, If I Only Had a Brain, by the Scarecrow, If I Only Had a Heart, the Tin Man, If I Only Had the Noiv, that was the Cowardly Lion. And so they each, of course, they're pining about the things that they want and what they need. And this was originally written by Arlen for, it's as a song called I'm Hanging On to You in 1937 for a Broadway musical called Hooray for What. The song was dropped. And when he and his writing partner were teamed up to write for The Wizard of Oz, they dusted it off, wrote a few new lyrics, and bingo bango. So the Scarecrow's version of the song is about a brain, and this my artist this week did it on his album that came out in 1988 called 20, because he was 20 years old. He has a one called 30, and I think one called 40. So before long, we should be getting one called 50. Terry Connick Jr. and his take on the Scarecrow's If I Only Had a Brain on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching. If I only had a brain, I'd unravel every riddle for any individual. In trouble or in pain, with the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the oceans near shore. I could think of things I never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. Perhaps I deserve you and be even worthier. If I only had brains.
It's our vinyl play of the day.
Well, that was beautifully done, slow tempo. But you know, there are several songs from that score that have been rendered by jazz musicians.
Oh, yeah.
And one I'm thinking of is a jazz vocalist by the name of Tierney Sutton, who's a recorded Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. You ought to listen to that sometime. That is powerful.
You know, and Harry has done, he's got a whole album of show tunes that he did all jazzed up, and Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead is one of them, and he does some pretty cool stuff with, oddly enough, with the Sound of Music. So he's got a really cool version of Do, Re, Mi, and it starts out with his bass player playing some scales. And he said, what are you doing? You know, I'm playing some scale. I'm shedding some scales. And so they start jazzing it up after playing the scales around and doing Do, Re, Mi. It's pretty good. We are doing a vinyl play of the day, though, because we want to encourage you and our members to
renew your
membership here at WKGC.
Or become a member.
And one of the things that we're doing is we're giving some thank you gifts away. And one of those thank you gifts is to invite you in and let you pick through our vinyl collection. Bob, we've got a lot of jazz, a lot of blues, funk, soul, and we're ready to give a lot of that away as a thank you gift. So when you pledge your support to WKGC, based on your level of support, we'll let you come in and take out some of our vinyl. You do not have to wait until our vinyl vault opens, which is going to be on Saturday, April 7th. We're going to do it right here, one day only, but you can pledge anytime.
Right.
Go to our website, WKGC.org, and click the Pledge Now tab, and you can be a part of that.
Get yourself on the guest list for the Vinyl Vault Party.
Absolutely.
And WKGC probably has one of the largest vinyl jazz collections ever anywhere.
And I would dare say even classical collections.
And classical. And there's some nice R&B and funk in there, too.
Jazz is a big portion of those records.
Absolutely.
Over there, and there's, I'm sure, several thousand jazz albums over there that you'd have an opportunity to peruse.
That's right.
Quite an incentive.
You know, we've plucked out some of the things that we want to keep, but honestly, there are doubles and triples of a lot of those of those things as they were sent in, and you know, people picked up along the way. So we don't need five copies of the same thing.
No.
Nope, not at all. It's 9:32. We're going to take a break. Jerry Tappett's got our weather forecast and more music on the way here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and down on the corner. On the corner here, you're going to be seeing some construction.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. We had Captain Chap traffic jam in the other day.
I promoted him.
He's major.
Commander.
He's a major traffic jam.
He is a major traffic jam.
He's a major something
he
or other.
He really is a major traffic jam.
Well, I think they're doing okay here at the flyover.
Yes.
23rd Street. It's on schedule. It's moving like it should. They opened Collegiate Drive.
Is there parking over at the new softball field?
That's a good question.
I don't know if there is. Well, I admit I haven't been over there.
The wellness building parking lot, I guess, is open again.
I think so.
We could make producer Brandon run across 23rd Street and find out.
We need the Frogger music.
Oh, yeah.
That's
lovely.
No.
Is there a crosswalk or a pedestrian overpass? What about that?
I don't know. I know there have been some things talked about.
There is going to be a new light that'll get you over there.
I see.
That's what roundabout in the middle of the old softball field is all about. So, yeah.
Interesting.
It's a lot of stuff going on here on campus. We're rerouting our roadways to compensate for what's happening with the flyover, and it'll be finished someday.
And they're doing something over on the other side of campus too, where they closed the sidewalks at the outside the administration building.
I think that's due to raising the roof.
Raising the roof on the Amelia G. Tepper building over there.
Still,
and they're now on the north side of the building, and they had to put some large trussing up, so they just closed everything off so they wouldn't drop a truss on your pudding head.
Yeah, and every time I ask how long that project's going to take, they just tell me 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks.
It's been two, it'll be over 2 weeks. Been 2 weeks all semester.
I think it's been 2 weeks since they started.
All year.
So, lots going on here on campus. You got some music news?
I do have some music news. Just a few quick bits here. Elton John has opened up about his exodus from his performances in Las Vegas. His Las Vegas residency is nixed. He shared a statement about the incident, noting that an unruly fan crossed the line during a show and ruined the fun for everyone. So he's cutting that residency short. Barbara Streisand.
A little temperamental there, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I've never heard of Elton John.
I'm not exactly sure how they transgressed, but,
I guess when you're Sir Elton John, you don't really need a long residency in Vegas.
No.
I mean,
no. Well, last week when you guys abandoned me and Brandon, we had talked about Barbara Streisand cloning her dog that had hit the headlines.
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
Well, now she's now explained why she cloned her dog. She's opened up about that. She cloned one of her dogs because, she revealed that two of her dogs are now clones. So she had one nobody caught on to or wasn't talking about, but their previous pets, pets that she just loved too much to let go. I quote Barbara, "I was so devastated by the loss of my dear Samantha. After 14 years together, I just wanted to keep her with me in some way. It was easier to let..." It was easier to let Sammy go if I knew I could keep some part of her alive, something that came from her DNA. So,
I honestly suspect that cloning your pet is God's way of telling you you have too damn much money.
So she took some of Sammy's cells to the doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
And they take some cells from inside the cheek and then also the tummy. Right before they died, and the looks God's given me. It's like, I'm crazy too, just for giving the story. Thanks a lot. And they sent those cells to ViaGen Pets in Texas. So there is a domestic outlet for cloning your pet. You used to have to send it to France.
Oh, my goodness.
So now there's a place.
How inconvenient.
In Texas. And Tom's going to ask, why do I know this? Because, I've looked into cloning my pet. I'm with Barbara.
I've got the Exorcist music going
and,
here.
So, and when they do it, they're not even sure if they'll take. So it's a big...
Of course.
It's a big deal. She does add that meanwhile, she missed Sammy so much in the interim while the cloning was happening that she did adopt a rescue dog, too. It's a little Maltipoo, and she named her Sadie.
Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would creep me out. I mean, the dog wake you up in the middle of the night just staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
What if it was a mean version of your old dog? Yeah.
Brandon, don't get that dog you call Cujo cloned, okay? That would be bad for all of us.
Yeah. Junior is okay most of the time until he's in
trouble.
You
were referring to your dog as Cujo the other day.
He is Cujo when he wants to be.
Exactly.
That's just straight up weird.
Well, all dogs have personalities.
Yeah,
and
some have multiple.
My dog doesn't like funk music.
Really? I don't like some funk music.
Do you know why?
No.
Because they're always telling them to get down.
Oh.
Get down.
Oh. Thank you.
We needed a gong for that.
We really need a gong. We need to get a gong in here.
Wow. Did you spend some time thinking about
that? I made
that
up myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. We'll get to some history in a minute.
Bob's trying to get out of the door at this point.
I am too. Everybody's working for the weekend. It's Loverboy on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's the mix on 90.7 WKGC, Black Betty and Ram Jam. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got Bob Borch in the studio this morning. We're talking Panama City Music Association and also the Jazz Society. Mm-hmm. What's the next event for the Jazz Society?
Well, we got three events coming up, and I'll tell you about each of them. The next one is Tuesday, March 20th, and we have the young guitar phenom from Mosley High School by name of Andrew Tinch.
He's been in our studio. He's great.
Well, this is a return engagement for him, and he's going to have a wonderful backup crew. I think the saxophone player will be Chris Robinson, the director of the Gulf Coast Jazz Ensemble.
I think so, yes. Yes, that sounds right.
He'll be there. And after that, on April 3rd, we got lucky. We caught a touring gypsy jazz swing group out of New York. Just happened to be passing through, and they agreed to play for our local wages. Believe me, they're worth a lot more than we can pay them. But they're going to be here, and if you want to catch them on YouTube, they're called the Balesmen. What a wonderful group this is. So that's April 3rd, Tuesday, April 3rd. And then on April 17th, we have a great young trumpet player by name of Dr. Brian Taylor. who works during the day as a research engineer. By night, he plays trumpet and all over the place and has a wonderful resume. So those are three upcoming events over at the place. They're all on Tuesday, and the music starts at 6:30.
Wow. Great. Good stuff.
And you can get reservations to get a close table, too, can't you, by calling you?
It's important to call for reservations.
Okay.
Yeah, and the numbers are Larry and Amy at 784-2106, or you can call me at 258-4022. Reservations are important. It's a small place, intimate place, but the acoustics are terrific, and the caliber of music is very, very high.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Bob, thank you for coming in. Tomorrow we have our librarian from the Northwest Regional Library System.
We do.
Chelsea's coming in.
Chelsea will be here and tell us what's going on over at the NWRLS.
That's right. Next week, we've got Lois is in to talk about Kaleidoscope Theater. I've got a buddy of mine who's going to join us on the phone from my teeny tiny small town of Greenville, Illinois.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk museums. There is a museum there, believe it or not, that David Copperfield has visited in my little 6,000 people little village. But
why?
Because at one time, if you have ever marched in marching band, and up through the 1980s, if you had ever graduated and worn a cap and gown, this company, DeMolin Brothers, made both of those. They're one of at the time, they were one of the world's leaders in making band uniforms. Well, before that, going back to late part of the 1800s, they were making lodge furniture, trick devices and different things like that for the woodsmen and the masons and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so he has a large collection of this lodge furniture and different things. Well, David Copperfield collects some of the same stuff.
Ah.
And so he's they get a lot of people, especially this time of year, snowbirds going back north, who stop in, and they've got an incredible display. So we're going to talk about that. And
neat.
Yeah. And he knows a ridiculous amount about some oddball things about music. So
we'll
pick his brain. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
I promise you. Anyway, we're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got more music on the way. Melissa Etheridge, Megan Trainor, The Gap Band, Edwin McCain, and more. Right now, it's the Eurythmics, and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.